I'm extremely angry, confused. You know, a lot of the times that I sat up in court, I couldn't defend myself. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like the things they were saying about me were beyond my comprehension, or the things that I could say weren't going to help my case. But because it's like being exiled, you know, from society, and that's how I feel. And this whole the anger comes from, I'm tired of waiting for my past to get into society. All I ever wanted to do was make me and everybody around me feel more comfortable about where we were. You know what I'm saying? About the places that we stayed, where we, this is our home base. Let's build it up. Let's be happy about where we come from. You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to assimilate and get a pass key to where they at. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that everything needs to be separate, but we got to find pride in ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And once you get the pride, like, damn near 2 seconds after the pride comes anger from being held like that for so long and to be made to go through those changes. You get mad. You know what I'm saying? As soon as any black man receives his first 3 checks, he starts getting mad. Because it's not about the necessity of having to have a job and having to pay and having to do that. You don't care no more about the smiles and the, you know, yes, master, because you done got paid. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like you want to save money. You want to help other people. And you see how far it is. How far you have to go to help anybody in your neighborhood. It's set up for me, when I get paid, for me to exit the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? The only reason I've had these problems is because I haven't left yet. And these problems don't come from a white man. It comes from just society, the problems that we have. I can see that, you know what I'm saying? The one thing we do have in common as black people is we share that poverty. So the thug side is more closer to the poverty than me being rich. You know, how can I come to any community center, you know what I'm saying, sporting a Rolex Presidential, all these diamonds, and be like, look, we, you know what I'm saying, gotta. But now, when I say we, they know what I mean. I'm not saying, like, I live in this neighborhood, and but I'm a thug, and they thugs. They can relate to it. I don't even have to say that. You know what I'm saying? When I come, I don't have to say I'm real. They already know that. You know what I'm saying? From me being me. From not pushing the thugness, but I know from the business that everybody in this business is always whispering in your ear about what you can't say, what you can't do, what you can't wear in this world and in this world. It's two worlds, a white world and a black world. All I did was stand in the middle, you know what I'm saying, and say I'm living in both worlds. I can go to the streets and survive, and I can go out here and do my business out here.